The wait is over. Vans Aircraft puts its Lightsport aircraft kit on sale. From Lakeland, I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into this Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. I'm here at Sun and Fun in Lakeland, Florida, with Dick Van Grunsven of Vans Aircraft. And something that kind of slipped by me, Dick, was the fact that the wing kits for the long-awaited Lightsport RV-12 officially went on sale this morning. Tell us what point the rest of the aircraft is at in terms of will we see people building wings and then tails and then the rest of the kit rolling out over a period of months?
I think so. We're well along in the development of the entire kit, but the other components, the tail group, fuselage, power system, are not quite finished yet. The exact time frame on this, gee, I wish I could tell you. I don't know if anybody can. You know, hopefully we'll have other components of the kit within a couple months, and beyond that, we like to say, before you can get these finished, we'll have the next portion.
Now, let me retrace my memory on the history of the RV-12 so far. You had a proof of concept aircraft that you flew and, by all reports, came out of grinning the first time you flew it. Tell us what evolution it went through to get to the version that you're actually going to sell the public now. What changes, major changes, were needed?
Well, the main change we made was redesigning the wing. We found that the stall speed was a bit high, so we added some wing area and changed the aerofoil section. And that was the primary thing we did in the process of structurally testing, static testing the entire airframe. We found small components that had to be reinforced a bit to get up to the strength criteria we needed. We did change the nose gear on the airplane from a steerable nose wheel to a full swivel brake steering concept for simplicity and weight.
I have always preferred that when trying to taxi a little airplane around a crowded ramp anyway. I've always found that more maneuverable, and it certainly has some advantages if you're bringing it down in a crosswind.
Yes, it does. There are pros and cons on almost every feature on the airplane, and the nose gear, of course, was one of those that we had to evaluate, and we've selected the full swivel, which is a principle that we use on all of our other nose gear airplanes.
One of the things I remember about the original proof of concept airplane was that compared to other competitors in the market in LSA, it appeared to wind up with a really, really useful load capability once you got fuel and people in it. Is that still the case with the airplane that's on sale now?
Yes, the empty weight of this airplane, let's say the production version or the kit production version, came out almost identical to the proof of concept airplane, despite the fact that we put a bigger wing and strengthened other components. So the useful load is going to be very practical, we feel, and it's obviously not an easy thing to achieve. It takes a very well-designed and developed airplane to keep the empty weight low enough to have the useful load within the 1,320-pound gross limit established for LSA. So we're pretty happy with it, and we've got some various numbers. There's all sorts of loading configurations, but I believe, for instance, full fuel, two pilots of 200 pounds each, plus 50 pounds of baggage, something like that. So a very practical combination. In other words, it's not a matter of having to trade off one portion of the load versus another. And some of the light sport airplanes are not really very light.
Yeah.
Again, we work very hard on trying to achieve that.
Well, you've mentioned how light some of them are. Let's talk about how sport some of them are. One of the things that I associate with the name Vans Aircraft is excellent performance, especially on a per-horsepower basis. First of all, what did you settle on for a power plant that you recommend for the kit? I know, obviously, builders will vary somewhat. But what did you settle on for as a recommendation for the kit, and how does it perform?
Well, we have the Rotax 912S, which is 100 horsepower. We chose that at the time we started the design 3 years ago, evaluating what all was available. It was kind of the unquestioned engine of choice. One of the reasons is it's about the lightest power plant available with adequate horsepower. And the way this airplane is configured with, let's call it a forward cabin, the engine weight had to be within a fairly low limit. And that somewhat limits the options available just because of the way the fuselage is laid out. Mm-hmm. So there are a number of reasons why we chose that. It was the best available power plant then, and we feel now.
I know that in many other cases where your builders have elected to try things like converted Mazda rotaries or converted Subarus, you have been pretty much a traditionalist, and in fact have invited anyone to demonstrate a conversion like that, that could perform up to the standard of an 0320 or an 0360. Has the small cylinder, high RPM, water-cooled Rotax, how does that measure up to your expectations after years of dealing with a more traditional aircraft power plant layout?
Well, the Rotax is, for the reasons you mentioned, being a kind of a different design concept, is obviously different, but we're certainly not dissatisfied with it. It's a nice, smooth engine. It's quiet. It starts very quickly. In some ways, more like the smoothness and ease of operation you expect from an automobile. In that, on this airframe is somewhat engine specific. We don't really know what'll happen in the future with people that may want to try different engines in it, but as a light sport airplane or as an ELSA, you really don't have an option. Mm-hmm. As an amateur built, then the builder has a choice of various things, but he's going to have to look long and hard about selecting anything else, because when we have a well-developed package with all of the kit components so that it bolts together, mm-hmm. it's a lot different than developing your own engine package. So while there may be other alternatives that people will consider, if a person is realistic, it's going to be a lot more build time if you strike out to try and do your own. So we're hoping that most people will elect to follow through with the engine package that we've developed and proven to be, well, very practical.
I'm talking with Dick Van Grunsven, the president of Vans Aircraft and the designer. And we'll be back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Shoot happens. Come on, you know it does. Even the world's top test pilots know there are in-flight situations you can't always recover from. Mid-air collision, control failure, pilot incapacitation. In severe emergencies, do what the world's top test pilots do. Use a parachute. Except, instead of having to bail out of a moving aircraft, you can have the safety of a BRS full airframe recovery parachute. BRS has parachutes for an enormous variety of aircraft, from experimental to light sport, and all the way to retrofits on certified airplanes. Shoot happens. Will you be ready when it does? Call BRS today at 651-457-8651 or visit us online at brsparachutes.com.
My guest is Dick Van Grunsven, president of Vans Aircraft. We've been talking about the RV-12. This is a beautiful-looking kit. I couldn't help but notice that you were assembling it as I walked up this morning. Is it designed in such a way that someone who wanted to transport it frequently could remove the wings for transport, or is that just something that you kind of do for the display model?
The airplane is designed with removable wings for either transport or storage in a smaller hangar space or whatever benefit you can get from it. The airplane was assembled on the line, and as you walked up, we were just showing the removable and reinstallation of the wing, which is a very straightforward process. So, yes, that was another primary design feature in the airplane, that it be more practical, more utilitarian, by having the easily removable wing. And as you may have noticed, there are only two connects on the wing. The spars overlap, like many sailplane spars do, and there are two main pins that go in. That's it. The controls hook up automatically, and the pins themselves lock in place. Plus, they have an electronic safety, a switch. If the pins are not fully engaged, there's a light comes on in the panel, and the starter will not work. So it's about as foolproof as we can make it. And hopefully that, along with the performance and the useful load of the airplane, will make it a very attractive package.
Well, the other thing that I know will make it attractive is that it will be one of the few options in LSA that actually comes in at a price point, which is what was originally, I think, by a lot of people envisioned for the light sports segment when it was first created. What is the cost of the kit? And I know the Rotax 912 is has been kind of buffeted by the rise and fall of the dollar and its popularity, but what would it cost someone to get everything they need to put one of these together?
We don't have a final price figure yet, but our best estimate with complete kit, engine, prop, instruments, radio, you name it, is around $55,000.
$55,000 puts it at about half the cost of a factory-built LSA with that equipment, at least the average ones we see. We see a lot of them based on ultralight designs, which come in below that, but that's a very competitive price point.
Well, we hope so. And at this point, or initially, we're going to have just a basic kit for the airplane, not an assembled flyaway airplane. But with the matched hole tooling or the matched hole construction we have, it's really an erector set airplane. We are quoting a build time of estimated between 600 and 900 hours. Time will tell how long it takes the typical builder to do it, but we're very optimistic because, again, we've done our homework real well, and this airplane is going to go together much, much faster than our other higher performance airplanes, just because of some of the shortcuts we've been able to make using blind rivets and along with full matched hole tooling. It's just bound to be pretty fast.
Is there any thought at Vans Aircraft of offering this as a factory-built airplane?
We've considered it as a factory-built airplane, but it's going to be one step at a time. And the factory-built airplane concept is going to depend a lot upon the market volume or potential. I think a lot of the light sport airplanes you see now are being manufactured in small quantities in small shops, and that's not conducive to keeping the price down. And I felt all along that unless we can see a sufficient volume to tool up and really have an efficient assembly line, it's going to be sort of self-defeating to even try that.
If you need to build a facility to do that kind of volume, will there be room in your current location at Aurora State Airport?
Yes, we have room for expansion. I wouldn't say as much as necessary. You know, we don't have space to become as big as Cessna, but I don't think that's realistic anyway. Also, assembly line space for a simple airplane hopefully won't be that demanding.
Might not be a lot of square feet. Yours might be long and skinny where some people have big rectangle buildings, right?
Well, possibly. Whatever. It's just an area that we haven't really got involved in assembly processes yet, so it'd be a learning experience for us as well. But we're optimistic that the market will be strong enough that we can start investigating production in the near future.
What do you think of the light sports segment and the way it's turned out? I know that your airplanes, your earlier designs, had a lot of features that would lend themselves to scaling for a light sport aircraft. So you have to have been thinking about this for a while and watching the development. How has light sport turned out? And what do you think of the way it's gone in terms of the model selection, the big guys jumping in, and the prices that these things are going for?
Do you have a couple hours? That's a pretty long question. Overall, somewhat disappointed in the volume of sales so far. And that's somewhat driven by the high price that a lot of the airplanes have come in at. Hopefully, falling back to what I said earlier, that if the volumes go up, production efficiencies go up, might be able to hold the price a bit better. As far as the big companies, Cessna and Cirrus, coming on board, I think they're looking at a slightly different market. They're looking more at the trainer market rather than the personal use market that we're addressing, and I think most of the light sport suppliers are addressing the personal use aspect of it rather than the commercial training, etc. The fact that Cessna has elected to get into this market is very positive, I think. It tends to lend a little more legitimacy maybe to it to have a big name involved. Cessna obviously is, or anybody like that, wants to get a trainer out there so they can train people and get, what did you call it, branding or brand identification, so that when these pilots choose to, for those that do choose to move up into larger airplanes, they've got them kind of in their pocket to start with. And that's just good business.
Well, I've heard a lot of people say that just the fact that the Cessna pilot centers now, the training operations that are Cessna dealers, having the option to put a Cessna LSA on the ramp will be a big boost for the sport.
I think so. It just adds a certain amount of legitimacy to it. And it may not be the right word, but I think you know what I mean there, that the light sport kind of evolved out of the ultralight field, which didn't always have the best reputation. And with Cessna, names like Cessna involved, I think going to be more attractive for new people coming into the field.
Well, I think it also speaks to the viability of the idea of training to become a sport pilot. I think one of the fears was that a lot of the existing flight schools would not take the category seriously, and it would kind of go the way of the recreational pilot certificate. It looks like light sport at least has established itself at a level above that already.
Well, I think so too. Yeah, the recreational pilot, for various reasons, just never really caught on the way it was intended. Light sport is definitely doing a lot better than that, and we hope that as time goes on, it'll only get better.
Well, Dick, I really want to thank you for taking a few minutes out. I know you're going to get real busy here, especially when the word gets around that these things are starting to be available for sale, and we'll be very interested to follow the progress and look forward to see these in the air.
Anytime.
My guest has been Dick Van Grunsven, who is the president of Vans Aircraft. We've been talking about the RV-12, which is the new light sport kit from Vans that just went on sale at the opening Gun of Sun and Fun. You can find out more at the company's website. It's easy to remember, vansaircraft.com. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. On the web, you'll find us at www.aero-news.net. From Lakeland, Florida, I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.